With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What a difference an election makes. Donald Trump no longer under federal indictment in the January 6th Capitol riot case.
A federal court in Washington dismissed the 2020 election interference case against Trump at the request of the Justice Department. Special Counsel Jack Smith cited DOJ policy that prevents the prosecution of a sitting president. Smith also asked a U.S. district court to remove Trump as a co-conspirator in the classified documents case. On social media, Trump blasted the cases as empty and lawless and proclaimed he persevered against all odds and won. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And once back in the White House, Mr. Trump planning to wield tariffs as a weapon in the war on deadly fentanyl and illegal immigration.
Donald Trump said his promise to sign executive orders imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming from Mexico and Canada is aimed at preventing drugs and migrants coming illegally into the United States. He claimed that Mexico and Canada have the power to easily solve this problem. Mr. Trump also said that China has not done enough to stop drugs such as fentanyl coming to the U.S., and that he will charge an additional 10% tariff on all Chinese products coming into America until the flow of illegal drugs stops. These tariffs will affect trillions of dollars worth of goods.
The BBC's Sarah Smith, also at SRNnews.com, reports that Israel's cabinet is set to take up a proposed Lebanon ceasefire with Hezbollah. We expect to hear more on that later today. Another U.S. business is dumping DEI, and this time it's a big business. America's largest private sector employer, Walmart, says it's had enough. Out goes the so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. What will the federal government do about DEI under the Trump administration? Stay tuned. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 15 points higher. This is SRN News. A Canadian town is fined for opposing the LGBT agenda.
The national anthem of that country includes the words, "Keep our land glorious and free." But the people of Emo Township in Ontario are not free to refuse to fly the gay pride flag. Local lawmakers voted down a proposal to fly the flag in celebration of June as Gay Pride Month and were promptly sued by resident homosexuals. Now the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal has levied a $15,000 fine against the township and ordered the flag to be run up the pole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative Catholic legal group is suing Illinois over a landmark state law enshrining a fundamental right to abortion and requiring insurance companies to cover the procedure. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Chicago by the Thomas More Society, argues that Illinois is violating the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights of its plaintiffs. It also argues the state is in violation of the Comstock Act of 1873. SRN News. If life imitates art, a vandal in the English countryside may be haunted by the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Police in the town of Shrewsbury are investigating how a tombstone at the fictional grave of Ebenezer Scrooge was destroyed. The movie prop used in the 1984 adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol had become a tourist attraction. The film starred George C. Scott as the cold-hearted curmudgeon who's visited by three ghosts on Christmas Eve, who show him what will become of his life if he doesn't become a better person. West Mercia police say the stone was vandalized in the past week. Keith Peters reporting.
Russia unleashed a massive drone attack on Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian Air Force says most of the 188 drones were shot down, but some got through, damaging apartment buildings as well as the power grid. More details at SRNnews.com.